Hi. I know that if you're listening to this, it's because you have a puppy side to you. Maybe you're just discovering your inner pup. Maybe it's a delightfully familiar headspace you're used to sinking into. I know your inner pup is a good pup, like all pups are. So fun and loving, so playful. Living completely in the moment and brimming with loyalty and affection. And if you keep listening to this, it's because you want these feelings and instincts to fill you up. Oh, I'm so happy. It's always such a treat to see someone's inner pup come out to play. Now, let's start by making sure you're in a position where you can relax. Maybe you're in a comfy chair, or on a bed, or even on the floor. It's not important. We all know that pups can nap or get cozy just about anywhere they like. What's important is that you're able to zonk out and let your mind focus on our journey. Now, you both know that pups can get distracted sometimes. Maybe you'll need to shift your body as you listen. Maybe your mind will wander, and that's okay. There's no such thing as a bad pup, because puppies live in the moment. Sometimes they can get caught up in something if you notice what's happening to you. You can feel happy about how you're acting like a pup, even without realizing it, and sink deeper. Or maybe our journey will totally capture your attention. Either way, whatever happens is okay. You can accept it, and you know you're a good pup. Repeat after me. There is no such thing as a bad pup. Good. Then I am a good pup. Good job. I think I can already see the first hints of your inner pup coming out to play. Now let's play a game together. I want you to imagine yourself kneeling in front of a mirror. You're dressed how you normally dress. You look normal, but inside there is a wonderful mix of excitement, but also relaxation brewing. You know your inner pup is coming out to play. Now, in our game, your clothes are going to be different parts of you that we can leave behind when your inner pup emerges. Let's start with your shirt. In our game, this is all the plans and schedules and past events that can swarm around your head like a cloud. I know how easy it is to get caught up in plans for the future, and thoughts about the past, and miss the here and now. Pups don't have to worry about any of that. They are free to play and nap and explore. Simply exist in the moment. So easy to get completely wrapped up. It comes so naturally. Feel the first little snip, and those distractions start to weaken. Just one little cut, and they're already so much less important. Feel me cutting up along the cloth now. Each time you hear the scissors snip, the past and the future becomes fuzzier, and the here and now becomes more clear. More important, the scissors make their final snip, and the shirt slides off of you, and with it, anything that could distract you from the here and now. I bet that feels so much better, doesn't it? Like a heavy weight sliding off your shoulders. Now you can imagine yourself getting on all fours as I gently pulling the hem of your pants so I can cut them off as well. In our little game, this is your self-doubt. We both know that all pups are good pups, so they never have to worry about if they're doing well. Now, imagine you closing your eyes and feel the scissors snip, snip, snip along the seam of your pants. First, the left leg and then the right. Feel any self-doubt you might have weaken and feel it fade away as the scissors work their way along the seam. It's already starting to get hard to imagine what self-doubt felt like. Now imagine that they're on the last cut. Now they final snip. What was your pants fall away? And with it, the last remnant of your self-doubt. Finally, you're down to your underwear. And your underwear is your shame. We both know well pups are good pups. So you're a good pup too. Good pups may make a mistake once in a while, but they don't have to worry about guilt or shame. After all, who doesn't love pups? Your inner pup knows this, so nothing keeps it from fully enjoying itself. Feel me gently pull on the hem of your underwear. You can hear the snip, snip, snip of my scissor going slowly, carefully, as they cut. You feel any lingering shame fall away from you. More than that, pup, as your inner pup is emerging, the concept is becoming harder to grasp. Your inner pup is coming out to play, and your inner pup doesn't have any memories of what shame is like. No need to understand it. The scissors make their final cut, and the idea of shame slides off of you as I gently pull the scraps of cloth off of you. And look at that. With your undies gone, I can see that pretty little tail of yours. Look at yourself in the mirror. Do you see what I see? I see a happy, carefree puppy, a good pup, and you know it. Just look at that big, friendly grin. Who wouldn't want to play with you? You can close your eyes now and feel me petting you, giving you little scratchies. Judging by your reaction, that must feel really good. Did you even notice how hard your tail is wagging? Or were you too caught up in the feeling of my fingers scratching away all your tension? Now roll over, pup. It's time for some belly rubs. Feel my hands rubbing that cute little tummy of yours. Oh my, you're wiggly. You've got so much energy today, pup. Now set. Close your eyes. There's one more part to our little game. You can hear a jiggling sound. And I can see how excited you are. You know what comes next, don't you? Oh, I can see your tail wagging like crazy. And you lift your head. And present your neck to me. Mm-hmm. Oh, good puppy. Smart pup. I know how much you love your collar. Love the feeling of it. Comfortably snug around your neck. A constant reminder of what you are. Your collar does something else really special too. Just as the clasps clicks shut, it locks in all of your puppy emotions. The collar snaps on and you can feel all your loyalty, curiosity, obedience, fun, loving, and affection fill you up. I feel my hands brush over your shoulders. You know what? When I put the collar on you, pop headspace will totally overtake you, and you couldn't be more eager. I'm going to count down, and with each number, you sink deeper into pop space. 5. Feel my hands put the collar around your neck. 4. Feel the collar tighten to the point where it's comfortably snug. Don't think, just feel. 3. Feel my hands against you as I pick up the fastener, so happy, so carefree. 2. Feel the fastener starting to close, excited and ready for fun. 1. The collar clicks shut, locked deliciously deep. Good pop, good poppy. So proud of my pop. I have one more trick to teach you. When you want to sink back down into this pop space, you can make biggie pops. You'll quickly and easily dive deep, deep down into this wonderful pop space. Let's practice. I'm going to count you up slowly. 1. Starting to rise back up. Your puppy self is laying down to take a nap. 2. Your puppy thoughts and headspace starting to fade as the human side of you wants to take over. 3. Your thoughts are starting to return. And biggie pause. Oh. Good pop. Feel that deep, carefree, excited bliss as your inner pop comes bounding back and takes over. Feel me? Pat that head of yours. Such a smart pop. Now, if my pop wants to run around and play, burn out all their energy, then you can stop listening here. And when you've had your fun and are ready, pop can go take a nap. Go back to sleep and let that human side of you reemerge. Just make sure that human side of you doesn't forget to take care of your inner pop and give them plenty of time to play as often as you can. If pop is ready to wake up, just put your head in my lap so I can give you scritches as I wake you up for real this time. Just settle in there so pop can get ready to drift off to sleep. And the human side of you can come back into focus. Yeah, there we go. Good puppy. Feel me scratching behind your ears, your tail wagging lazily as I start to count you up to 10. 1. Starting to rise back up. Pop's eyes are closing, happy and content. 2. Your puppy thoughts are winding down. 3. You can feel the human side of you starting to stir. 4. Your puppy side is napping, the headspace slowly starting to fade. 5. You're starting to wake up, but you're still carrying all of your happiness of your time in pop space. 6. Continuing to rise. You can start to feel more aware of your body. 7. You feel like you are waking up from a wonderful rest. 8. Your thoughts are starting to come back. 9. Returning to normal, eyes fluttering as you wake up fully. 10. Feeling great as you return back to your normal self.